Hello, everyone. We are here, day freaking four of our business breathwork bootcamp. And I'm really excited about today. Super duper duper excited because we're going to be talking all about attuning yourself to financial overflow. And what I really want to share with you are the five main things that I did to attune myself to financial overflow in order to build my business to a seven-figure brand. So the first thing is I want you to have discernment before I go into any of this to see how does this apply to me. And if seven figures doesn't feel like the number that you are resonating with, you're going to play with whatever number feels big and expansive and like the next level for you. And what I actually want you to think about is what's possible for the end of this year. And how can I take these five main things and play with it through the end of this year so that on December 31st, 2023, you're like, holy shit, it freaking happened. I did it. And you are just like clinking the champagne glasses, so stoked, so excited. So your challenge for today is to feel into that big number and write down all of the ways in which it can happen, which is actually one of the five things that I did, but I'll get to that in a second. And the exercise that you have today is a calling in the cash money meditation, which you'll find on this page as well. And after you do the meditation, you are going to take a picture of your beautiful, radiant, glowing face, feeling so good after the meditation, tag me at Ava Johanna on your Instagram stories, and you will be entered into our giveaway for today, as well as the Big Mama giveaway for this entire bootcamp. So I'll bring that up again at the end of this conversation, but that's going to be your challenge for today after you do the calling in the cash money meditation. Okay, let's dive in. The five main things that I did to attune myself to financial overflow. Number one, I stopped investing in myself from the position I was in and started investing in myself and making investments from the position I desired to be in. So as an example, my first major investment was $10,000 in a private coaching package with my mentor back in 2019. And it was the biggest investment I had ever made before. It was so stretchy. And it was an investment that at the time I had to put on a credit card because I didn't have the money inside of my bank account. Now, again, this is why I say use discernment, because for some of you, that might not be expansive. That might bring you into like a really contracted state where you feel a lot of lack and scarcity. But for me, I knew that that investment was going to change everything for me. I knew that if I made that investment, if I decided that this relationship, this mentorship was going to be the thing that would change absolutely everything for me, and my bank account would never look the same, my business would never look the same, that investment would be super expansive. So I put the investment on a credit card, had no idea how I was going to make it all happen. And within the first 4 weeks, I made all of that money back and then some. I made $14,000. From that point forward, I made $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, eventually $100,000 months. And so it happened so quickly because I decided this is who I am now, and I am going to think like a millionaire. I'm going to act like a millionaire, and again, not put myself in a state where I feel really contractive or like I'm operating in lack and scarcity, but it feels really expansive and it's the right kind of stretchy. So that's the first thing. Start using your money from the position you desire to be in when it feels expansive. Number two, I tuned into what my big number is, which is what you're going to be doing today. And then I wrote down all of the different ways that it could happen, not so that it had to be unfolding in that exact way, but so that I could just get my belief behind the fact that it could happen. So for example, that year I was attuning myself to a $250,000 year. And at the beginning of the year, I wrote down, okay, well, if I had this many private clients and I charged this much, if I did this many VIP days and I charged this much, if I launched a group program and had X amount of people come in and it cost this much, then I would hit that number. And I realized in that moment, wow, it's actually not that challenging. Like, I was putting this number on a pedestal, but the reality was there was this one single way that it could happen that was actually quite easy and not that far off. And if there's this one way that it can happen, there's all of these other different ways that maybe I'm not even thinking about. So, oh my goodness, I can do it. I can make it happen. So again, this is what you're going to be doing today. I want you to tune into what your big number is for the rest of the year. And then I just want you to play with the things that you already have, maybe some fun creative ideas for different offers or programs or experiences that you can share with your community and with your clients. Think about like even upgrades that you can offer and add it all up. And if it gets to the number that you desire to attract and to create and manifest over these next 3 months, amazing. If it doesn't quite get there, ask yourself, okay, where can I raise my prices? Is there anything else that I can offer? Do I need more people inside of this program? Again, not because it has to happen in this exact way, but so that you can see, oh my gosh, it's possible for me. And again, your challenge for today is to do that. Do the calling in the cash money meditation. After you do the meditation, take a beautiful selfie of yourself. Tag me at Ava Johanna, post it to your Instagram stories, and you will be entered into our giveaway for today as well as for the entire week. So that's number two. Tune into your big number and write down all of the different ways that it can happen just to get your belief behind the fact that it can happen. This is so powerful. I literally do this every single year, and I'm going to be doing it with you guys today as well too. So I'm going to share with you in the Voxer channel exactly what I am doing, how I'm writing it down, and what is coming up for me for the end of the year. Number three. This is really important. And this is the place where it's going to require you to probably stretch the ways in which you are showing up, most likely, because if you're not receiving the type of money that you desire, then there's changes that need to be made. So I started acting differently with money. First and foremost, I noticed the ways that I would talk about making money, saving money, spending money, and investing money, and asked myself, does this align with a millionaire mindset? Because that was the number that I was attuning myself to. If no, I changed the way I was relating and using money. So notice how you talk about and what your beliefs are around making money. Do you believe that in order to make more money, you have to put in more hours, or that it's going to be hard work, or that the people that make a lot of money are evil or bad or greedy? Do you think that saving money feels restrictive, and like if you save money, that means that you have to sacrifice living the lifestyle that you desire to live now? Do you believe that with spending money, you are being irresponsible and spending the money that should be saved for maybe an emergency, you know, or a rainy day? What's your belief around spending money? And then finally, investing money. Maybe you don't trust yourself with investing money. Maybe you feel like, I don't know how to invest money. I'm not smart enough to invest money. I'm not capable enough to invest money. I don't know enough to invest my money smartly. So noticing, again, how you talk about, how you feel about all those different areas of how we relate and use money, because making money, saving money, spending money, and investing money, we're going to have different stories and different beliefs around all four of those. But then acting differently from there. Because again, if it doesn't align with where you desire to go, then you have to change how you are relating to and using money. So as an example, at first, I used to think that if I wanted to make more money, I had to work harder. I had to put more hours in. If I wanted to be able to create million-dollar years, that would mean that I would be a slave to my business. And I had to change that, because millionaires don't believe that it's only about making as much money as possible with all of your time, but instead, how do I become more efficient, more productive, more savvy with my time, so that it gets easier and easier and easier the more money that I make? And so that was a new belief that I had to adapt. And because of that new belief, I started changing how I was showing up in my business. Or again, going back to the conversation around investing money, I had to trust myself that I was capable of investing in myself. And we'll talk about that in a second, but looking at even how you believe in yourself and how you trust yourself. Because if I believed that I trusted myself, then I knew that I was my best investment and that I would utilize whatever thing I was investing in to create and grow my money. And that's so important, because if we don't believe in ourselves and if we don't look at ourselves as our best investment, then we are going to halt our growth as entrepreneurs and as business owners, because you truly are your best investment. And oh my goodness, the amount of like billionaires that I have listened to on podcasts and have gone to trainings from that have said, do not invest in anything else outside of yourself until you have maxed out the amount of investment that you can pour into yourself. I feel like 10 out of 10 billionaires will say this every single time. And so for me, in my early years, all I did was invest in myself, invest in mentorship, invest in certifications, invest in trainings, so I could continue to grow and evolve and continue to align myself with the embodiment of the millionaire, the embodiment of the multimillionaire, the like frequency of how they think, how they act, how they speak. And so that was super, super important to me. And still to this day, I'm constantly investing in myself, because I truly believe that I am my best investment. And over time, even though it was stretchy to have that first investment that I talked about, because I made that investment and then I put in the work and I received from that work, and literally my business has never looked the same from that investment moving forward, I gained the self-trust. I created the proof in myself that I was my best investment. And so for some of you that are earlier on in business, you're at that point right now where you need to start acting differently with money. You need to start creating the proof through your actions and how you're using money, and then how you're following through with how you use money and how you invest it and how you save it and how you spend it and how you make it. And so it might feel stretchy, but again, it's that expansive stretchiness where you're deciding and expecting that the investments that you're making and the way that you're using and relating to money is changing everything from that point forward. And that's like one of the biggest things that I can share with you as far as attuning yourself to financial overflow. So that's number three, start acting differently with money. Notice the ways that you talk about making money, saving money, spending money, and investing money, and ask yourself, does this align with a six-figure mindset, a millionaire mindset, a multimillionaire mindset? And if no, change the way that you are relating to and using money. Number four, another big one. I prioritized being in communities and working with individuals that held a high standard and expansive belief about money. Y'all, I have to tell you a story. One of my really good girlfriends that I connected with back when I lived in LA is close friends with Amanda Francis, who is a mentor of mine. I've worked with her in the past, and this was before I worked with her, but we all went to lunch one day, and I just noticed the way that Amanda talked about money. I noticed the words that she was using, and I walked away from that lunch literally forever changed. It was so expansive to see how she talked about money, the words that she was using, how positive her vocabulary was, and how unavailable she was for dropping into lower frequencies around lack and scarcity. I can't do this. This isn't possible. Like, none of that was happening at this table. And it was such a stark difference from every other relationship, every other conversation I had ever had. And in that moment, I realized how important it is to be in communities and work with individuals that hold that high standard, that speak at a higher level, and really hold a high, expansive belief about money. Again, this is why mentorship, why coaching, why masterminds, why plugging into spaces that hold that high frequency is so important, because we truly are the sum of our environment. And so if your environment isn't supporting you holding a high, expansive belief about money, if every conversation is around, I don't have enough, or that's too expensive, or we can't do that, or nope, that's not going to happen, or that's greedy, or whatever it might be, guess what? It's going to be so much harder for you to do this work and to hold your belief around money. It's going to be so much harder for you to hold the belief around, I get to make money easily, or I get to make money in my sleep, or spending and investing X amount isn't that much. Like, this is powerful for me. You know, I have a girlfriend actually, and I told her about my VIP dinner that I was doing in San Diego, and it's $555 for a luxury dinner and coaching for the night, which is a fraction of what it costs to work with me in my private coaching and my mastermind spaces. And she goes, I cannot believe anybody would pay that. And it was just such an eye-opener for me that most people are operating in that space. And so guess what? If that's where we are playing and those are the conversations that we are consistently being infiltrated with, then not only is it going to be harder for us to hold our new belief, our new expansive state and desire of relationship with money, but we're probably going to feel like, oh my gosh, I keep finding myself validating them, or I keep finding myself normalizing these beliefs that I don't want to believe anymore. And so it's just going to be so much harder. It's going to be so much harder. So plug into communities, prioritize being in communities, prioritize working with people that hold a high standard and expansive belief about money, because you will have no other option but to attune yourself to that frequency. And then number five, and this one's a special one. I started expecting that money loves me. Money actually loves me. Money actually wants to support me. And that when I use money in a way that communicates I trust myself and I believe in my ability to grow what I have, that money comes back to me tenfold. Do you actually believe that money loves you? Do you actually believe that money wants to support you? Or do you feel like a victim to money? Again, it's just noticing where you're at. And knowing that whatever belief you hold is going to either impact in a positive or a negative way your relationship with attracting money or detracting money. So what expectation do you have with money? Do you have the expectation that the moment that you make money, you're going to manifest some sort of bill or emergency expense? Do you have the expectation that if you put, you know, if you pay off your credit card, that you're instantly going to rack up that debt again? Do you have the expectation that if you put out an offer in your business that nobody is going to sign up for it? It's just noticing what the expectations are. And again, remembering that those expectations are going to communicate whether or not you are attuning yourself to that financial overflow or not. So start expecting that money actually loves you, that money wants to support you, and that when you use money in a way that communicates, I trust myself, and I believe in my ability to grow what I have, that money will come back to you tenfold. It's all about the law of reciprocity. It's all about the law of attraction. And when you take time daily to actually like attune yourself to this, and just like even again, sitting in the meditation that you guys have today, calling in the cash money, when you do so on a daily basis, you are changing and reprogramming your mind. And this is something that we talk about a lot inside of the Academy of Breath. The consistent daily habits associated with strong feelings, strong emotion, reprogram the subconscious mind so that we are actually changing our nervous system and changing the old patterns that we might have with money, relationships, business, success. And so this work is literally proven by science. It's all about habit forming. And that's why I want you guys to come back to these audios again and again and again, and come back to the meditations again and again and again, because the more that you listen to it, the more that it's just going to be clicked into place, like puzzle pieces falling into place in your subconscious. And again, over time, you're going to notice and look around and say, wow, my relationship with money and my expectations around money and my beliefs with money, whether it's how I spend money, invest money, make money, or save money, have completely shifted. So again, your challenge for today is to sit in the meditation, calling in the cash money. After you finish the meditation, I want you to take a selfie of your beautiful, radiant, glowing, abundant energy. Tag me at Ava Johanna on your stories, and you'll be entered into the giveaway. And then also jump into Voxer today, because I have so much more to share around money and I'm so excited. But don't forget, take time to actually sit down and feel into your big number for the year. Write down all of the different ways that it can happen. And again, it's not so that it has to happen in that way. It's just so you can simply get your belief behind the fact that it can happen. Ugh, this conversation is so good. I love you all so much. Cannot wait to see you tomorrow. And I hope that you've enjoyed.